For horse racing fans in Kentucky and elsewhere, this year's Breeders' Cup Championships came off just as advertised. American Pharoah made one more historic run. The traditional bugle call only further hyped up a huge Keeneland crowd. Moments later, they saw the Triple Crown winners set a track record, pull away down the stretch, and take the Breeders' Cup Classic. Trainer Bob Baffert has had a very successful career in preparing thoroughbreds for big races, but Baffert admits this horse stands out.
Probably the greatest horse I'll ever be involved with, and I've had some really nice horses, but I just never seen anything like him.
The trainer recorded his second straight Breeders' Cup Classic win and his 12th overall. He ranks second to D. Wayne Lucas with 20, who, at the post-race news conference, had high praise for Baffert.
You were absolutely masterful. You had him trained to the minute. I knew he'd break their heart at the half-mile pole, and he did it, but you had him ready. And on behalf of every trainer that gets up and tries to make a living, I want to congratulate you. You've been wonderful.
A crowd exceeding 50,000 at Keeneland saw the historic American Pharoah run. Among them was Stanford's mayor, Eddie Carter, who even early in the afternoon was talking about the possibilities.
What's the odds of this happening, to have the Breeders' Cup in Lexington and then have a Triple Crown winner coming to Lexington to win the Grand Slam?
American Pharoah's owner Ahmed Zayed says plans will be made for a special send-off for his horse. Jockey Victor Espinoza called the three-year-old one of the best horses he's ever going to ride. American Pharoah's racing career is over, and now he will find a new Central Kentucky home with great anticipation regarding his offspring. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.